Hello and welcome to this podcast from the BBC World Service. Please let us know what you think and tell other people about us on social media. Podcasts from the BBC World Service are supported by advertising.
Everyone knows therapy is great for solving problems, but getting therapy has its own problems too, like finding the right therapist, fitting into their schedule, and of course, the cost. Well, BetterHelp can solve those problems. It's totally online and built around your schedule. It's surprisingly affordable too. Connect with a credentialed therapist by phone, video, or online chat, all from the comfort of your home. Visit betterhelp.com to learn more and save 10% on your first month. That's BetterHelp, H-E-L-P.
Quality sleep is essential. That's why the Sleep Number Smart Bed is designed for your ever-evolving sleep needs. Need a bed that's firmer or softer on either side? Helps you sleep at a comfortable temperature? Sleep Number smart beds let you individualize your comfort, so you sleep better together. J.D. Power ranks Sleep Number number one in customer satisfaction with mattresses purchased in-store. And now, save 50% on the Sleep Number limited edition smart bed for a limited time. For J.D. Power 2023 award information, visit jdpower.com/awards. Only at a Sleep Number store or sleepnumber.com.
Welcome to the English We Speak with me, Phil.
And me, Feifei.
We have a phrase that's about trying to find out what someone thinks, often without them knowing. It's sound out.
Sound out. How do we use it?
I've got an idea for a new podcast. I need to sound the boss out about it.
Why don't you just ask him? What do you mean by sound him out?
I'm going to ask some questions to see if he's looking for something new and what he might be looking for. Then I'll be able to tell if my idea could work or if I should change it a bit. I don't want to just ask because I'm not sure if my idea's a good one or a bad one yet.
So we can use sound someone out when we are trying to find out what someone thinks indirectly. Maybe we don't want to let people know exactly what we're thinking.
If you're coming up with a plan, it's a good idea to sound out what the people it will affect think about it. Then you can adjust your plan before presenting it to them. Have a listen to these examples.
Before we start working on anything new, we should sound out what our customers think about our existing products.
They sounded me out about the job before they actually offered it to me.
I sounded out some of her friends about what she liked before asking her out.
You're listening to The English We Speak from BBC Learning English, and we're learning the phrase sound someone out. This is where you ask someone questions, sometimes indirectly, to see what they think about something.
It can be indirect, but it isn't always.
No. Didn't you used to live in Oxford? I'm going there soon. I need to sound you out about the best places to go.
I can give you all the details. And you keep saying that the restaurants are great near where you live. I need to sound you out about the best ones.
I also need to sound you out about what we're going to cover in the next episode, because we've come to the end of this one. See you next time.
Bye.
Gail Katz told friends she was leaving her husband, Bob, then went missing. On season one of The Girlfriends, Bob's ex-girlfriends came together to bring him down and seek justice.
I can't believe this.
Now on season two, host Carol Fisher is back, working to solve the mystery of another missing woman.
It's almost like it's become this moral obligation to find her.
Listen to The Girlfriends, Our Lost Sister, on America's number one podcast network, iHeart. Open your free iHeart app and search The Girlfriends, Our Lost Sister, and start listening.